Hello, I'm going to give three short videos on genetic algorithms, or GA for short. The first concept we are going to discuss is that of a population. And there is a broader class of optimization algorithms using the population. I call it population-based methods. And this first video is about these methods in general. You should be familiar with the hill climbing algorithms. What I've drawn here is a state machine where each state has a value. And a hill climbing algorithm will start in some random state, maybe this one, and try to find the highest valued state by climbing a hill. So when we start in this first node here, we consider all the neighbors. We can choose between value 2, value 3, or value 6. 6 is the largest, the most uphill, so this is the way we go. So this is the second node we visit. From node 2 here, we have the choice of going back to 1 or further uphill to 8. So since 8 is larger, that's where we go. From node 3, we can choose between 6, 3, 9, and 11. 11 is larger, so that is where we go. And from the fourth node, we can choose between 8, 9, 13, and 10. 10 is the larger, so that is where we go. From the fifth node, we can choose between 7, 6, 10, and 11. And all of them are smaller, so we decide to stop here. So what we see here is that the hill climbing method, firstly, it is exceedingly simple. We just look for the immediate step that brings us the furthest uphill. Secondly, we find a good solution. We have a value of 13, and that is one of the largest in the state machine, but it's not the largest. So we do not find the global optimum, which would be the 14 here. So the hill climbing algorithm is good, but it's not perfect. We can make a population-based method building on hill climbing. And the simplest one is called local beam. Where the basic hill climbing starts with just one node. In local beam, we start with a population of k nodes. And let's choose k equals 3 to have a small population, small enough to do by hand. So maybe our three starting nodes are these three. The population should be scattered out in state machine. It's not good to have many starting states that are close together. But of course, we choose them at random. We are not always lucky. Now, in each step of the algorithm, we consider all the neighbors of any node in the population. So the value 1 node here has 3 neighbors. That's these. Value 5 here has 3 neighbors. And value 4 here has 3 neighbors. Now we look at the highest valued nodes in all of these three neighborhoods. So we have nodes of value 7, 2 of value 7, and we have 2 of value 6. So we would choose this node for the next round, and we would choose this node because they have value 7, and that's the best we have. Now we need to choose one of the value 6 nodes. So maybe we choose that. It should be chosen at random. Of course, it's probably better to get one from the third starting state when you have ties instead of having two new nodes from the same starting state. But random choice is probably the most common strategy. Then that gives us a new population with the three nodes marked 1. And from these three states, we now create new neighborhoods. So from this node here, we have two neighbors. From 7 here, we have quite a few. We could go, it would go here. And from the last one here, we can also have 4 neighbors. This neighborhood here. So now we look at all the nodes in these neighborhoods. The highest value is 13. That's here. So we are certainly going to have that. The second one is 12 here. So we're going to have that. Then we have an 8. And we actually have 2 8s. So again, we need to choose at random. So maybe we choose this one. So that is the second generation. We have 3 nodes of value 8, 12, and 13. Again, we look at all the neighbors. And when we look at all the neighbors, we have 3 here. We have a 1 here. We have a 9. We have a 14. We have a 6. And we have a 2. No, sorry, we do not have a 2. When we consider the value 13 node, we have a 7, we have a 10, we have a 6, we have an 11. When we consider the value 8 node, we have a 7, a 4, a 6, a 14, and a 9. So selecting the 3 best nodes from all these new neighbors we have a value 14, that's here. We have a value 13, that is left from the previous round. And we have a value 12 up here, that is left from the previous round. And if we continue another round, what we will find is that, well, 12 and 13 are leftovers from the previous round. And 14 is the global maximum, so it will only have inferior neighbors. So we have, in fact, in this case, found the global optimum as well as a local optimum. So this is global. This is another local optimum. So what we see here in the local beam search, well, it's not as easy and straightforward to do by hand as the hill climbing search, because we have to keep track of so many new neighbors in each round. But if you try to program it, it's not so difficult. You have a population. For each member in your population, you generate all the possible neighbors. And you sort all those neighbors from all the nodes together by value. And then you take the top k new neighbors and you create a new population. And then you repeat. And when you no longer are able to improve your population from one round to the next, then you can halt. You can also halt earlier if you find that the return on investment is not sufficient. That is, the cost of improving does not outweigh the value to be gained. So that's a local beam. And the critical point here is that we do not look at a single solution at a time. We look at the population of the solutions. And that is the idea that is going to carry forward the genetic algorithms. Thank you.